Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB news, the Supreme Court decision to uphold President Trump's travel ban for seven countries brought protesters to the streets of Atlanta last night. Shortly after yesterday's decision, several groups gathered outside the federal court building in Atlanta. Edward Ahmed Mitchell, who directs the Council on American Islamic Relations, spoke at the rally.
Don't let anyone tell you that this is bad news or that the fight is over, that we've got to be depressed. No, the fight continues. The fight is just the beginning. We're going to fight this ruling and this administration, the court of law and the court of public opinion, and God willing, we will win.
Meanwhile, Georgia's Republican Senator David Perdue praised the court's ruling, agreeing that the president acted within his power by implementing the ban. Enforcement of the travel ban will begin tomorrow night. An Air Force veteran who police say is disgruntled with the Department of Veterans Affairs is recovering in the hospital this morning after he set himself on fire outside the Capitol in downtown Atlanta yesterday. The GBI has identified the man as John Michael Watts. They say Watts approached the Capitol building wearing a vest lined with fireworks and flammable devices. He then doused himself with a flammable liquid and set himself on fire. The Capitol and other buildings in the area were evacuated and roads around the scene were shut down temporarily. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says she is not a fan of the state taking over Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Last week, the state Senate created a study committee to examine whether the world's busiest airport could be better run by a state board. According to the AJC, Bottoms has shared her concerns with the committee's chairman, Republican State Senator Burt Jones. But Jones says it's important to consider all of the options to maximizing the airport's potential. Bottom says plans to select a new chief procurement officer for the city should alleviate concerns that lawmakers have about the way the airport is run. Starting July 1st, breastfeeding mothers might find themselves lacking help because of a new Georgia law. GPB's Spencer McGuire explains.
Mary Jackson has been a lactation consultant for 3 decades. She teaches mothers how to breastfeed their babies.
I love going to work to support mothers and to give mothers information and support so they can make a better choice for their families.
But Georgia's new Lactation Consultant Practice Act would make her work illegal. Without certification as an international board-certified lactation consultant, people like Nicholson will not be able to get a license. That certification is expensive, requiring 2 years of college and at least 300 clinical hours. For GPB News, I'm Spencer McGuire in Atlanta.
In sports, the Atlanta Braves came up short against the Cincinnati Reds yesterday, losing by a score of 5-3. The Braves and the Reds will wrap up their series in an early game today. The first pitch is scheduled for 12:10. This is GPB Atlanta.